Welcome to the White House Famous Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 350. Today we're reading chapter 41 of the novel, All the Bishop's Children, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Rosalind pushed relentlessly for a wider voice for the women in the church after a few months of observation. Why can't you just be happy serving as my wife and helping in the women's ministry that Dimples already has going? Dwight asked out of frustration. She's doing a great job organizing the women into visiting the sick and shut-in, keeping me abreast of the birthdays of the church family, and sending them birthday cards, taking care of the dinner on the grounds whenever we have them, organizing the Sunday school for the children, seeing that we have fresh flowers for the pulpit and the vestibule every week, and being an encouragement to everyone, and even making sure I have a cold glass of water as I preach. That's because after her mother died, those duties fell upon her as no one else would step forward. And remember, her mother was Apostle Morton's wife, and I am your wife. Need I say more? Rosalind said.
You don't have to remind me of that, Dwight said.
Plus, that's too much for one person to handle. She's going to wear herself out trying to do all that by herself, Rosalind said.
So what are you suggesting? Dwight asked.
You focus on studying and preaching the word. I'll help with the day-to-day things that we women are so good at, Rosalind said.
Well, maybe if you quit that job, you will be better able to help with the day-to-day things of the church, Dwight muttered.
See, I told you, Rosalind said to Dwight a few days later. Dimples gladly turned over the leadership position of the women's ministry to me. She agreed with me that I am your wife, and I should be the one heading it, as it would be better and easier to bounce things off of you, being that you're my husband.
As if you ever bounced anything off of me, Dwight wanted to say.
Are you sure you didn't force her into agreeing with you? You're good at that.
No, why would I do that? Rosalind said with a straight face.
You know, Dwight said.
Why don't you bounce some of your great plans for this church off of me right now?
Rosalind chuckled. Since you asked, we must come up with a more catchy name for a woman's ministry. How does Mighty Women for the Lord sound?
The only thing you're mighty in is telling people what to do, Dwight thought.
About a week later, Rosalind presented Dwight with a flyer. It read, Come worship with us at the Love and Peace Pentecostal Holiness Church, where the Reverend Bishop Dwight Kensington Jacobs presides as overseer, assisted by his wife, First Lady Rosalind Randall Jacobs, co-pastor, at 942 Cherry Park Way, right across from the park. New name, and new bishop equals new beginnings, home of Mighty Women for the Lord.
What is this? Dwight asked as he read the flyer.
A flyer announcing our church, Rosalind said.
Our church?
This says Love and Peace Pentecostal Holiness Church.
The printer must have given you the wrong flyers, Dwight said, looking up.
Plus, New Hope has been in existence for years now. We really do not need any flyers to announce the church. Maybe for a revival or something, but not just to announce the existence of the church.
Just keep reading, Rosalind said.
And what is this? Dwight asked after reading the flyer.
The new name does have a ring to it, doesn't it? Rosalind said.
That's the new church name. We had it changed from New Hope to Love and Peace, which is more inviting and which represents you much better. Love and Peace lets people know right off the bat that that is what you are about. Is that not right?
Yes, that's right, Dwight said, but I didn't authorize this.
We have 200 printed up and ready to pass out, and I can get some more printed up when we run out, Rosalind said, ignoring her husband's last words.
Like I told you, you focus on studying and preaching, and I'll take care of the day-to-day operations of the church.
By the way, the new sign went up today. My boss has given me permission to give a flyer to each customer who comes into the store.
Apostle Morton has already laid the foundation for us, Rosalind. New Hope Pentecostal Holiness is already a household name. I mean, what are you trying to do?
Trying to expand our cause, Dwight.
You're not seeing this as clearly as I am. You're short-sighted in your vision. You have to get a name for yourself, fast. You can't ride off Apostle Morton's name.
You create your own name and you ride off your own name, Rosalind said.
I've split up 100 of the flyers among some of the ladies. That's why I'm late coming home. I had to drop them off. As soon as we eat, I'm taking DJ, Rachel, and Kennedy with me to pass out as many as we can this evening and throughout the week. I'm sure you won't mind watching Jessica while we take care of the Lord's work. Now, would you? Dwight's only response was to read the flyer again. Dad, we had fun, Kennedy said. When Rosalind and the children returned home, I handed out the most. I passed out just as much as you did, Rachel said. DJ did not say anything because he felt that his father did not authorize the flyers. Okay, that's enough arguing, Dwight interrupted his kids. See, Rosalind said, even the children had fun inviting people to the house of the Lord. As soon as Rosalind and the children settled down, Dwight left to go see the new church sign. He examined every letter. I know some money went into this, he thought, as he ran his fingers over the glossy surface. I wonder whose idea it was to light it up at night. Love and Peace Pentecostal Wholeness Church. Well, love is what I am all about, Dwight thought, as he climbed back into his car. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible also says in Revelation 21:8, But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time.